This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Michael Memis. The National Weather Service has put out a hazardous weather outlook for central New York. There is a marginal risk for scattered storms in Tompkins and Schuyler counties today. Their intensity could range from strong to severe. Gusty winds will be the primary hazard. Localized flash flooding may also be possible, especially in areas that have received significant rainfall from recent storms. No hazardous weather is expected from Thursday through Tuesday. Governor Cuomo signed legislation allowing restaurants to continue to serve on municipal sidewalks and streets last week. What does this mean for restaurant owners? Jimmy Jordan reports.
It was a lifeline for an industry hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. The order will last one more year, but with the state of emergency over, some restaurant owners aren't exactly celebrating the extension. Pete Browning is one of the owners of Viva Taqueria in downtown Ithaca. He says the extra seating could become more than the restaurant can handle.
The extended sidewalk for us was great when we had the extra seating, but once you go to 100%, and if we went and packed as many tables in that area, like, our kitchen wouldn't be able to handle it. Like,
Viva is still trying to build back to its pre-pandemic staff and has to pay for the sidewalk space it uses.
And, you know, as we get more sidewalk, it also, the city charges us more money, so it makes more money for the city, too.
Ithaca's annual fee for the sidewalk space is $180 per square foot for the year-round permit, or $150 per square foot for a seasonal permit. The state legislation stipulates that restaurants currently using additional outdoor space won't have to seek reauthorization with the state liquor authority, though the SLA has the right to develop new rules and regulations for new restaurants seeking to add outdoor spaces.
Tompkins County's weekly COVID update reports 6 new positive cases, 5 releases, and 7 active cases. Schuyler County has no new cases of the coronavirus and 0 active cases. Tonight, a chance of storms, then partially cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the low 90s. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.